You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Late yesterday, after the markets closed, we received an early election present from one of our JSE-listed companies. Originally, we were set to get these financial numbers a little later on, but we got them early, and I suppose with the elections coming up tomorrow, the company didn't want you to miss out on the good news they had to share. I'm referring to RH Bophelo, the healthcare, or the investment company, rather, that operates in the healthcare space, and I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Quinton Zunga, to reflect on these numbers and see how we make sense of the performance this time around. Good evening, Quinton. Thanks so much for taking the time. Very, very nice set of numbers to drop just before an election day and just before all the election drama. We're talking to a billion rand company at this stage in terms of net asset values. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a very pleasing set of results. Obviously, it shows the company has turned the corner from last year, and we are looking forward to a much faster trajectory of our assets going forward. And this is coming on the back of changing the strategy, updating the strategy for a faster growing company in the current environment.
Absolutely. There's a lot we'll dig into around that strategy, because you and I have been in talks around what you and the team have been changing within the company from that first ever loss that we saw back in 2023. And I'll come to that in a second. I want to start by looking at these last set of numbers, and let's reflect on the major improvements that we saw in things like interest or investment income. That at some point was at a negative 20 million. Now we've swung back to almost a positive 300 million. That's a big move.
It is a big move. It is a reflection of the new strategy. We are focusing on asset light, which means assets that don't need as much capital and have a higher growth trajectory. Obviously, it's all under the ambit of affordable healthcare. We're trying to make healthcare more affordable, and we're looking at the places and the niche where we can be more effective and also attract more growth. So the strategy has been pivoted, and that is what the numbers are reflecting.
And those numbers are certainly nothing short of impressive. Quinton, I want to look at the modest dividend. Some might say it's a modest dividend, only at 31 cents a share there. But if we look at the dividend as a reflection of the share price, that is almost 14% of the share price. And it's quite a significant dividend to be paying out, considering that when we had this conversation back in 2023, you elected to forego the dividend in that particular financial year, owing to the challenges from then.
Yes, I think we decided to give a much higher than normal dividend because we had skipped the dividend the following previous year. But it allows us to kind of get our investors to be used to a dividend paying stock, which is growing much faster. I think we would like to reposition our investors to be prepared for more good news and know that the company is on a sound, strong footing. And the dividend yield, like you mentioned, 14%, it's a very high dividend yield, which we think will augur well for those who are looking for income as they invest in the stock.
Now, Quinton, I want to look back at some of the things that we spoke about back in June of 2023. It was the first loss the company had ever made. There was fair value adjustments to the African healthcare business north of 50 million rand against the business. The value of the investments or the assets that sit within the business now, the value that got you guys to the numbers that you presented in terms of the gains and losses of financial assets at fair value, that figure there, were there reversals from that perspective? How did we swing from negative 55 million to a positive almost 250 million?
Yes, there's one asset in particular which reversed, which is our hospital management company, African Healthcare, that reversed the losses. But it wasn't really where the true growth came from. The true growth came from our asset-light investments into pharmacy distribution, radiology, and pathology, which were new pivot additions into the portfolio, obviously require less capital than our original platform, which was more into fixed bricks and mortar. So putting less capital, getting better growth, we think that is the reflection of the growth that is coming through in these numbers.
Quinton, we also spoke about facilities last time. You had to go in and get a 100-something odd million rand facility in terms of debt, and the balance sheet for the first time was a geared balance sheet, or you stepped into the realm of gearing. How is that debt sitting on the book at the moment? How is the liquidity of the business at the moment? I remember the last time we also spoke about the fact that you had enough cash on hand to cover almost the entire market cap of the business, and I see that the cash situation at the moment is definitely improved from where we were back then. What does it look like right now, and what do we make of the facilities that are in place?
So we've got also pleasing results there, because we had such a good cash balance. We prepaid some of that debt early. We also left enough cash on balance for further investment. We think our cash position is very strong. And this is really a testament on how we are focusing on assets that don't require heavy capital. It's going to leave us with a lot of cash quite significantly. Another point to mention was that we're able to pull through from the subsidiary a significant amount of dividends, which means the assets, our subsidiaries are generating a lot of cash. And we foresee that trend going forward, leading us to reasonably big cash balances going forward. So we are looking forward to using that cash to growth, and also giving our shareholders participation in the cash generated.
Something we spoke about, Quinton, and we've spoken about this over the last couple of sets of results, is the return to shareholders in terms of value. When we spoke in 2023, I think on those full year numbers, there was discussions around a buyback program, just purely because at the time, I think you mentioned that the business was trading at around a 60%, or the share price was trading at around a 60% discount to the net asset value. The NAV has now crossed that billion rand mark. That discount has seemingly all but widened. What are the plans now from a buyback perspective? Is that still something that the group is considering? How are we narrowing the discount at this stage, given that the business is now back on the right footing and back where you sort of want it to be?
So we're looking at a couple of things. The first thing is obviously to increase, to continue to provide our shareholders with dividends. I think that will help them in re-rating the stock. We are also looking at increasing the growth profile to make investors look at the share in a different realm. Obviously, we do suffer from a little bit of liquidity, so we don't have so much liquidity, which is something we want to do, broaden our shareholder base to get that liquidity discount to narrow. And we also have been also getting the holding company and small stock discount, which we think as we scale up, it will change naturally. So currently the plans are to get a repositioning of the share through the various methods, and then also use the extra capital to give to shareholders. So the dividend buyback is something we're looking for in the medium term, whilst after we see the benefits of the current immediate plan.
Quinton, you and I spoke about the National Health Insurance Bill around the time we were looking to see it passed. Since then, the president has found his pen. He signed off on the bill, and we know that this is likely to become a reality. And you and I discussed the fact that in the realm of wanting to make healthcare affordable, a bill like that lines up quite well with what RH Bopilo's mandate is as an investment firm, and what your objectives are from that perspective. I want to look towards the future, and I want to look into sort of what we see post the election that takes place this week. What are you as a business seeing in terms of areas of opportunity for healthcare now that we know that the bill is coming through, is going to become law at some point, and it means that for a business like yours, there's new opportunity?
So we are pro-NHI in that we have assets and infrastructure that have capacity to take on more people from the government buying through the NHI or other arrangements with the government, which we are already doing. Currently, we've got contracts with Northwest government. We've got contracts with the Free State government that we already put this in place. So our view is NHI can work. It needs to be administered properly. So we think the market is going on the extreme of a complete collapse, which we don't necessarily think is the case, because everybody has to think about healthcare in a holistic way. And also, there are very good examples of private and public partnerships around medical care that are there. Like, for instance, the government employees medical scheme is managed by the private sector. The police medical scheme is managed by the private sector. The parliamentary medical scheme is managed by the private sector. So the administration of it is going to be the key fundamental win or break. But the concept and what NHI represents is absolutely going to be useful. It will absolutely help redress the extra capacity in public-private sector, which is not being used, and reduce pressure on the predominantly old public infrastructure. So in our view, we're absolutely looking forward to NHI. Of course, we understand that a lot of the questions have not been asked, but we think private sector should come on board and support the government in making this a reality by partnership.
Well, we'll leave it at that, Quinton. We wish you all of the best in the new financial year. Once again, congratulations on that jump in net asset value, increasing by 19%, but more importantly, crossing that R1 billion threshold. It's only up from here. We'll leave it at that. Quinton Zunga, who is Chief Executive Officer at RH Bophelo, joining me to reflect on their latest set of financial numbers for the financial year ended February 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.